Hello, this is James Watt, and on today's podcast, we're going to talk about The Syndicate, which is a play going around the country at the moment. When I spoke to Samantha Giles, you'll know from Emmerdale, Bernice, she was about to launch herself and the cast into Leeds, old stomping ground for her. So we'll find out about The Syndicate, touring the country at the moment, heading to Leeds Grand next. This is what happened when I met her. James Watts here, and hey, there's a great play on at the moment. It's a brand new play. We love new, brand new plays. You might have seen something a little bit similar on the TV, The Syndicate. Samantha Giles is one of the stars of the show. Hi, Samantha. Good to have you on.
Hi, thank you.
So this is it, The Syndicate. Now, a lot of people remember this as the BBC One drama. I think it was on for a few series, wasn't it? It's got to be fantastic, winning the lottery, and everything is rosy. But The Syndicate found that it's not always quite so rosy to win the millions of pounds. Tell us about the tell us about the show.
So, I mean, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it, winning the lottery? But so this particular play is based on series one of The Syndicate. So I think that was on TV about 12 years ago, and a really popular series. And so the first series was focused on the supermarket workers, a syndicate of five of them. So basically, in the first act of the play, we get to know all about these people, and you know what their lives are like, what they're dealing with, some of the difficulties they're going through, and they all do with the money for various reasons, you know, that come to light. And then at the end of the first act, obviously they've won the money, and then in act two, we're really exploring what that means and how for some people it's wonderful, you know, and they can do great things with the money, and for other people it can be like a living nightmare, you know.
I've never had that problem to discover yet. Maybe it'll happen in some point. Are you a lottery player yourself?
No, I'm not actually. Yeah, my husband does the lottery, but I've never really been into doing it. I mean, I have bought one or two. I'm buying one or two tickets while we're doing this show, because it seems like, why wouldn't you? You never know.
And do all the actors, maybe you've got a syndicate yourself of actors playing the lottery?
Well, we haven't, but we've been saying we should do that, because what a story it would be if, you know, we're doing the syndicate and we're doing a syndicate in real life and we won. I mean, that would be an amazing story, wouldn't it?
that would be a follow-up, that's for sure. And of course, you're about to hit into Leeds. You're on Leeds when you're hearing this, no doubt. And because Leeds is kind of like a second home to you because of Emmerdale from all those years. So it must be great to be in Leeds in particular.
But you know what? Every time I leave Leeds, I end up coming back. It's like when I, you know, I first did Emmerdale years ago, and then I left and did Where the Heart Is. So that was Yorkshire as well, West Yorkshire. And then, you know, that finished. And then I come back to Leeds to do Emmerdale again. And then I've left. And I mean, even Panto that I did at Christmas was in Yorkshire.
Yeah, in Bradford, wasn't it? Yeah. Was that your first Panto?
Yes.
How did that go?
Well, it was very, very hard work. I mean, it was exhausting. It was two shows every day, you know. I mean, there are worse things to be doing, obviously.
Yeah.
But it needs, when you do Panto, obviously it needs so much energy, doesn't it, on the stage, and you're trying to make it a really fun thing for people that is sort of part of their Christmas, isn't it, going to the pantomime. So it took a lot of energy and obviously all the travelling and everything, but it was great. I really loved it. And I loved, you know, Billy Pierce has been doing it 20-odd years.
He's a Bradford legend, Billy Pierce.
An absolute dream to work with and learn so much from him. Yeah, it was great. And then here I am, back again with the syndicate.
So I get, you know, there's so many shows out there that are sort of musicals and all that sort of thing. But this is just sort of a heartwarming comedy, I guess. Or is it a comedy? Yeah. How do you describe it?
I would say it's a comedy drama. It's, you know, one minute you're laughing, the next minute you're moved to tears, really, because the characters are so well written. And we're really excited in particular about coming to Leeds, because obviously that's Kay's home.
The writer, of course.
Writer Kay Mellor, that this is her last stage play, and it's the world premiere of it. Her daughter Gaynor has directed it and is in it, and then Gaynor's son Ollie is in it as well. So three generations of that family. So it's very special, and we've all felt as a cast that we've wanted to kind of really do the job to the very, 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 very best, because we want to sort of make the whole family very proud. This is the last stage play that she wrote. It is special.
No pressure. Now, you've done a few already.
We have done a few already, and it went very well in Richmond.
That's good. So in Richmond, the Southerners, they thought it was all right. They loved it. But I think there's going to be a different level when you get into Yorkshire with this.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I don't want to preempt and us fall flat on our faces, but we're really hoping that the Leeds audience will kind of show us their appreciation.
I'm sure they will. Now, you say you keep coming back to Leeds with the Harties, and of course Emmerdale, you keep coming back to. Now, you've recently left Emmerdale, I guess it was back of last year, I guess, and we left you on screen. It seemed open. Is it open for you to come back again?
Well, it isn't. I mean, it's open insofar as the character's not dead, but it's not open in the sense that, you know, the producers change people, you know. So I would have to get asked back if they wanted me to go back. But to be honest, at the moment, you know, I'm really enjoying doing other things. I mean, I loved doing Emmerdale. It was a fantastic job, and I've got a lot of good friends there. But I was itchy. I had itchy feet for quite a long time. You know, as an actor, for me anyway, the joy of it is playing different parts. So to be able to be out there and do some different work is just, it's fantastic. I feel very lucky that I'm able to at the moment. So let's hope it continues.
Now, whenever I'm in Leeds, particularly on the first nights of things at the Leeds Grand, often you'll see a sprinkling of Emmerdale folk in the audience. So are you ready for that?
Yes, I think there's quite a few people coming on Thursday. But the key is not to get anxious about that. The key is to think, well, they're there to be supportive. And I know, like Nicola, that plays my sister, you know, that we were sisters in Emmerdale. I know she's coming on Thursday. And even if I'm rubbish, I know she'll be cheering me on. I mean, hopefully I'm not rubbish. But
I'm sure. Now, you're whizzing all over the country, so you say you've always been in, you've seen a kick come back to Leeds, but this time you really get to play all over them. Is this your first time you've sort of toured around the country properly?
No, I've done tours before, a long time ago, before I had children. So it's my first one in about 16 years. So I'm really looking forward to that, because although there are a few dates where I get to be at home as well, which is great, and we've done a bit of juggling, you know, some of the dates, the kids are coming with me, you know, half term, once they break up from school. Mine are a little bit older now, but I think the gypsy in me loves the fact of going to different places.
Yes, that's right. You'll get to discover everywhere, which is great. Well, we're looking forward to this one. This has got hit written all over it, I think. Let's hope it runs and runs and runs, okay? And a great, thought to Kay Mellor as well. And what a great play. And who knows if you return like a boomerang to Emmerdale whenever that will be. You've done a good smart move by not dying in that show, which I think is useful, isn't it?
Well, nothing to do with me, that, but yeah, I mean, you know, you don't mind when you leave, you don't mind what they do with you, because otherwise you wouldn't choose to leave, would you? I guess
have you been touted for all these celebrity shows, you know, because you're a well-known face on TV, so you know, Strictly and all that, have they come knocking yet?
Nobody's come knocking yet. I think I would be a bit choosy about
which
what,
ones.
If any
which
of
ones
that.
Would you fancy?
Well, I couldn't do the jungle. I mean, I'm so terrified of spiders, and I think that probably everyone would get on my nerves, and then I'd come out of it really badly because I'd be moaning about people. I don't think that would be a good idea to do that.
So we're not going to see you in the jungle, so maybe dancing. Not, but I guess not the ice, because that seems very, very dangerous to me as well.
seem dangerous, doesn't it? I'd quite like to do that walking one where they do the pilgrimage. I quite fancy SAS. I think that would be quite fun to see how far you could push yourself.
Oh, right. Is this something you're into? Is it, you know, pushing how far you can?
Not massively, but I just think it would be a bit of an endurance test, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well.
And I like the outdoors, so I just don't like spiders. I don't think you get that many spiders in this country, do you? Not scary.
Well, good luck with that one. Hope there's not too many spiders in the theatre. So the Syndicate is on its mega run all over the country, and Leeds is next stop, which is going to be a mega event. Thank you so much for this, and looking forward to seeing the show.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, Samantha Giles. Thank you very much, Samantha. Currently on tour with The Syndicate. Catch it where you can. Very easy to find out on the internet, of course. This is James Watt in Conversation, where we talk to the most interesting people in the world. And, hey, do subscribe, because another one will be along the way before you know it, OK? If you want to contact the show, at James Watt UK via X and Instagram is a good way, or follow the links all below. That's all fine. OK, catch you next time.